Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports Radio update for you. 10 days after the NFC Championship no pass interference debacle, the commission has addressed the media today. Roger Goodell stating he feels bad for the Saints and their fans, but he said, hey, the bottom line is referees are human beings too. He did admit there had been a pass interference call on the Rams in the fourth. There should have been one, but stress, there's no way in hell that we're replaying the game from that spot. He also said replay changes are being discussed, but nothing concrete has been targeted moving forward. But Saints coach Sean Payton, he doesn't seem to care for the commission's apology. At a press conference, Payton appears to be wearing a Roger Goodell clown t-shirt under his jacket. Remember, Lions coach Matt Patricia made that clown shirt famous when he was then coordinator with the Pats and after Deflategate when they won the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens there. Lots of clown shirts going on. Juju Smith-Schuster
says...
He's going
to get a lot of calls next year wearing that clown shirt. Good to have you back,
buddy.
Ken. You're sounding
How
pretty
you doing,
good.
Gabe? Yeah, I'm doing okay. A little bit rough in the pipes, buddy, but I know you held down the fort great, buddy. It's really glad to hear your voice.
What was the self-diagnosis? We talked about your medical situation on the air over the last couple of days.
Just throat and lung infection, kind of. I was just kind of like coughing stuff up and things like that.
But not strep throat.
What? I didn't think it was that bad. No. I got some really strong stuff and made some homemade potions and stuff and really killed it last night. Basically, a little bit of brandy. What? No. I went to a walk-in clinic and there were 17 people in there and I walked out and just went to the drugstore.
I told people you probably self-diagnosed yourself.
I did.
Once again, I was correct.
Yes, you were correct. You're correct.
I told you last week you got to start eating more salads. But anyway,
it wasn't a set. It's more my throat. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Sorry. Juju Smith-Schuster says, hey, let's just end the BS there. On a recent NFL podcast, Schuster voices opinion saying he wants Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell both to stay in the black and yellow. That's not going to happen, buddy. But anyway, he hopes his team can stay together and get that elusive Super Bowl. Listen to this one, Brent. So you're going to like this one. A Pittsburgh TV station has candid employee who really dislikes Tom Brady during the broadcast on CBS affiliate. And the graphic under Tom Brady, it didn't read quarterback or Pat's quarterback. It read known cheater. Despite it being a gag, that font guy, he gone. He got fired from the television station, who is the affiliate to the Super Bowl. That Super Bowl taking place in Sunday, February 3rd, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The line, Pat's 2.5, 56.5 total. 8 games on the hardwood tonight. A trio of action at 7:30. Boston hosting Charlotte. Celtics laying 7.5. Total there, 216.5. Miami and Chicago. Miami laying 10 there. Over under 207.5. The New York Knicks taking on Dallas. The Mavericks, a 7-point road fave. Total 216 there. 3 more games at 8 o'clock. New Orleans hosting Denver. The Nuggets, 8.5-point favorites on the road. Over under 227. Minnesota hosting Memphis. The T-Wolves, minus 5.5. Total 209.5. Washington entertaining Indiana. This one's a straight pick. Total 218.5. Sacramento and Atlanta at 10 o'clock. Kings are laying 5.5. Big total in this one, Morenci, 236.5. And Portland welcomes Utah in the late game at 10:30. Blazers minus 1.5. Total 218. Busy night in college hoops. A pair of games, as we know, those 6:30 kickoffs. Butler hosting 10th-ranked Marquette. Butler minus 2.5, total 148. We also have an early SEC tilt as the Florida Gators host Ole Miss. Florida minus 5.5, over under 133. Other top 25 action tonight, Iowa State hosting West Virginia Cyclones minus 12.5, 148. Virginia Tech, a 9-point road fave in Miami, total 140. DePaul hosting 14 Villanova. Wildcats minus 7, 147. Number 15, Louisville at Wake Forest Cards, minus 10, over under 144.5. And LSU travels to Texas A&M to play the Aggies. Tigers, 5.5-point favorites, 152.5. Only a pair on the ice tonight, too, buddy. We got Eastern heavyweights Tampa Bay taking on Pittsburgh. Good hockey game there. Lightning laying 120 on the road. And Dallas, the overrated Stars, taking on Buffalo, who won last night. Dallas, minus 170, over under 5.5. On the pitch today, Gabe, I'm up to date, buddy. Bournemouth leading Chelsea 1-0 in the 52nd minute. Southampton versus Crystal Palace. Palace up 1-0 in minute 55. Liverpool and Leicester City tied 1-1 at the half. and Watford. They lead Tottenham 1-0. That also at halftime. Hey, we got PGA and Euro Golf, the Waste Management Tournament, the only tournament that encourages you getting wasted. John Rahm, the tournament favorite, and Arizona Sun Devil. He's the betting tote board favorite, 8-1. But I love Hideki Matsuyama at 13-1. And the European Tour will kick off tonight as well, Morenci. Lots of good stuff. We got Ian Rappaport coming up. We got Gamblu, Mark Lawrence. We're going to break down everything. DFS betting. Back to you, my friend Morenci.
Game time. It's a Red Heat and Rage radio.
Game time decisions.
All right, I hope the Rams' first play of the game is a little smoother than that transition.
Yeah.
The handoff was. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Yeah, that would have been a pick six right off the top.
We don't need that, Gabe, when we're taking the Rams. No pick sixes, please.
A great job with the update. Good to have Cam back. We'll try to give Cam a little bit of rest so we can rest the pipes. Of course, it's Super Bowl countdown is on, Super Bowl 53. And as Cam just alluded, we got a solid show lined up today. Although in this business, you never know. You're dealing with live guests and times. But Ian Rappaport should be joining us in the next couple of minutes. We got Mark Lawrence, playbook.com, going to be joining us from Florida. We got Lou Gamblu.com, going to be joining us from Arizona. The polar vortex is on. We're in New York City. It was just like a mini blizzard, and suddenly it just cleared. But I understand the polar vortex has somewhat hit Atlanta as well. Ian Rappaport's hit Atlanta. He hits us right now on the Fantasy Sports Network. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. I appreciate you joining us, Ian. I know you're extremely busy. We appreciate your time. How's Super Bowl week treating you so far down there? How you doing?
It's the best, man. I'm doing great. Atlanta is fantastic. I would say a little cold, but you know we were in Minnesota last year, somehow making it. So, and logistically, it's been fine. Two pretty awesome teams. So I'm doing good.
You know what?
We'll
I know people.
Temperatures.
And it's crazy. The last time it was just cold in Atlanta was like the last Super Bowl in 2000, yeah. Which is nuts. But
good call.
I know people in Atlanta, and we got calls, and I know people who live there. But the clubs are banging. Like the city is off the hook right now. Atlanta's a great party town to begin with. So I think it's a great facility, a great scene. So I know you're busy. And so let's get right down to business. You know, for the most part, and I've been pretty critical of Roger Goodell over the years. But for the most part, I thought he had a pretty good year this year. Like, you know, there was no real stumbles, bumbles for the most part. But then he had to get sucked in with a couple of weird calls in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then he finds himself sort of right back where he starts again, sort of in defense mode instead of celebratory mode. Because I almost got the feeling a couple of weeks ago, he could almost stick his chest down and say, look, TV numbers are great. Digital numbers are great. Everybody's happy. We got a great Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But instead it turns into, what about the referees? And you know, he gets asked about Maroon 5. And he's always got to be on the defensive somehow.
No, you're right. And I do actually think it was, you know, a solid year for him, and you know ratings are up. The actual football on the field was fantastic, you know, and that's an amazing thing. Like I just as a fan enjoyed watching football probably more this year than I have the last couple of years. Not that I didn't, but the actual quality was great.
The games were entertaining this year, Ian. You're right. Let's call it for what it is. The games were entertaining this year. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, and I do think that we're also sort of getting a new crop of young quarterbacks who are awesome. So that's kind of, but yeah, I mean, the same thing today, I actually thought he handled it fine. Like, I don't know what he's supposed to say, honestly, but he said the call was wrong. He sort of communicated that to New Orleans fans in his way and said they're going to look at making sure this doesn't happen again, which...
Hang in here for a second, Ian. I promise.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, we promised we'd take a quick break. We're with Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. So Ian, I'm Gabriel Morenci. Cam Stewart is the other voice you'll hear. Let's just get down to it right now. Sean Payton. Now, listen, I'm not a Matt Patricia guy. I think, you know, I'm just as a fan, and I should know that I'm a Bills fan too, but as a fan, and even as I'm not like the most biggest company guy, I'll just be honest. Like, you know, I've been that, I'm that loudmouth radio guy, but even I thought it was in bad taste when Matt Patricia wore the Roger Goodell shirt. I was like, dude, you know, show some respect for the league. You know, if you got, I just thought across the line, but it looks like Sean Payton rolled out the same shirt. But I'll ask you, did Roger Goodell sort of walk into it today when he stated, I spoke to the Saints, and the Saints were pretty quick to jump onto Twitter and say, he never spoke to me, he never spoke to us, so we don't really know who he spoke to.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he did speak to Sean Payton, and, you know, he spoke to Mrs. Benson, and I get all that. And I think for the players, though, you know, I don't know what they want, but I'm sure they would like to hear from Roger Goodell himself and, you know, just kind of hear the words, like, yeah, like it didn't, you know, it obviously wasn't, the call wasn't right, honestly, just the call wasn't right. So I'm sure none of this makes them feel any better, and that's one of the hard things with this, because there's nothing that's going to change the result, nothing that's going to bring that back, and that's really, you know, in reality, what they all want.
That's sports, though, guys, right? I mean, the game went to overtime, you know, there was ups, there was downs, they would have scored a touchdown. It's like life. We make our own bet. It is what it is. Like, you know,
and that's kind of my thing. I mean, you know, the bad calls do happen. Like, what, you know, it's bad. But as Goodell said today, and I thought it was a good point to hammer home, like, they are human, literally humans. So they make mistakes, unfortunately, like everyone. And this was the result. It happened to be at a big time.
So speaking of human. I was going
to
say.
Sorry to interrupt, Morenci. I was just going to talk, though. The one issue, Ian, you know, about the referees with the full-time status, and we know they have jobs on the side, and the NFL is such a huge business, you know what I mean? And sometimes people are like, hey, look at the older gentleman trying to run up and keep up with a guy like Tyreek Hill. Has there any been discussions about full-time training, those type of things to go into? Obviously, they're human, but you also want the best specimen human beings reffing a game with elite athletes in it, do we not?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big problem is that these guys have jobs. You know, like, I remember Ed Hockley is a lawyer, like a high-powered, actual, successful lawyer. These guys are dentists and accountants, and they have real jobs. And so, you know, what you really have to do if you're the NFL is you have to pay them as much as their real job is paying them. Well, what if they make $1 million or whatever as a lawyer? How do you, you know, would you lose some of the big-time refs because they're more successful in their other job? Would that be worth it? I think that's one of the problems is, like, you know, it's hard to properly account for all of that.
That's a good point. Ian Rapport. All right, Ian, so before we get you out of here, as far as the game's concerned, Sean McVay keeps talking about Todd Gurley. He's going to be a big part of the game plan. From what you're hearing and the people that you talk to, is it that Todd Gurley, right after the season, he's going to need surgery? Is it that, no, you know what, the doctors say he's okay, he just really hasn't let it loose yet? What are you hearing, and what's your own personal feel as far as Todd Gurley coming into this football game?
Yeah, I mean, he's had surgery on that knee a couple times. It sounds to me like a sort of residual irritation or discomfort from those surgeries. He doesn't have an injury, it's just sort of discomfort. So I would imagine as part of the exit physical, he's going to get some things checked out, but I don't know right now that it's going to be surgery. Obviously, for the Rams, you just kind of hope that, you know, he's ready to roll on Sunday, which does sound like he had a really good week of practice this week.
All right. So final question. We'll let you get out of here. I don't know if you've made a prediction for the game, but what's a key factor of the game? How do you think this plays out, if not like a final score prediction? The Patriot game, Super Bowl is always exciting. And higher scoring. I think we're looking at an entertaining points on the board. I think you need 30 points plus to win this football game.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was the opposite, honestly. Run first, physical, kind of strategic, slow-playing, kind of low-scoring game. I mean, both these teams can run the ball really well. Both of them have morphed into power-running teams. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it played out. Maybe something like, you know, 24-20 Patriots, something
Ooh.
Like that.
Ooh, 24-20. All right, so We got it, you know, just rapid fire on the way out. Any news on next year? I wanted to ask you, so Le'Veon Bell, you know, he holds out, he wants more money, he goes on the market. Now you got Kareem Hunt going to be out there. It's going to be a bill for a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
What do you, does that hurt him? Have you heard from GM saying, you know what, I'd rather just sign Kareem Hunt, take a PR hit for a couple of days to give Le'Veon Bell big money?
Well, yeah, and Kareem, as we got a roll here, unfortunately, but, you know, I do think it's going to be probably the minimum for Kareem Hunt. But yeah, if you can withstand the PR hit and you're comfortable with the kind of person he is, he's not going to put your team in this position again, it would be a good signing. But, you know, unfortunately, it's something you certainly have to investigate as a team.
Now, we're here in New York, and you know, there's talk of Le'Veon Bell. I think he'd be a good fit, actually. I don't know if the Jets are, you know, they don't always put money on the table like this. But final question, any truth to this Le'Veon Bell to the Jets?
I do think it's something the Jets will explore. I really do. And, you know, we'll see if the money's right. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I do believe they're going to explore it.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Thanks for stay warm, Ian, in Atlanta. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Le'Veon Bell's got to sign somewhere, Cam.
He does have to sign somewhere. Maybe New York will, you know, pony up, buddy. They don't like to pony up, but maybe this time.
All right, we're all over the place right now. I told Mark Lawrence we were going to call him in the next segment, but I guess we've got Mark Lawrence right now after the fact. Mark, I apologize for the multiple emails, but we're glad to have you on the show. When are we going to a break, though? Are we going to a break in like 1 minute or something? All right. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. What's up, Mark?
Hey, it's Super Bowl week, Gabe. Anything goes on Super Bowl week. I'm surprised you and Cam are not in Atlanta on press row as we're speaking right now.
I don't think I'd make it back alive.
I think
I'm probably the only radio host that you've talked to, Mark, that's actually been asked to leave press row before, like forcibly removed. I was welcome back. It took like 4 years, but in 3-4 years, I was welcome back. But no, it is true. It's Super Bowl week, and you know, we got Ian Rappaport just joined us actually from Atlanta, and it's been crazy. So, you know, the timing is all over the place. But we appreciate you joining us. Now, I've already done the media row stuff, and I'll tell you, though, Atlanta's a fun town, you know, big party town. So I'm sure it's a good time there this week, but we'll be doing a live show here in New York during the Super Bowl. I'll be going to the Sportsbook Saturday night to get my bets in at the FanDuel Sportsbook here in New York. So, you know, I've got the Super Bowl festivities covered here, Mark.
I wonder how hopping will it be in New York at FanDuel. Is FanDuel officially open in New York, Gabe, or is it New Jersey? You're hopping across the border.
Yeah, it's New Jersey only.
Okay.
New Jersey only. Yeah, yeah. They're in New York, they're months away. And even that's a circus, dude. Like, that's a completely other story. But, yeah, you know, the last month they brought in over $300 million in revenue. You know, but that's normally what Nevada used to do, except now Nevada's breaking numbers. They brought in, like, $595 million or something like that. But let's jump right in here, Mark. Super Bowl 53. I did a prop video earlier in the day with 12 props for the Super Bowl. One of them I used, I know you like, and it's will the team that scores last win the football game? And you know, from your database, 12-1 in the last 13 football games, with the only exception being that Kaepernick San Francisco team.
Yeah, that was the Kaepernick San Francisco team, and had not the Baltimore punter ran the ball out of the end zone with 4 seconds remaining in the game to help preserve the Raven victory, it would be 13 wins in a row.
Wow.
For that particular proposition. That was a freaky.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, they covered
that crazy play
out of bounds. Yeah.
Yep. Crazy game. Exactly. Lights out, punter out of bounds. That game was just nuts. It was crazy.
Yeah, Super Bowls. It's always some sort of crazy, weird thing that happens in a Super Bowl. Listen, it's -220. Depending on the book that you're laying it down on, but you get what you pay for. So what other props have caught your eye, Mark, coming into this football game?
Well, I think there's a few that I think are of value props, if you will. Number one is this, and it's going to maybe be a long way to get to the end short story here, but if you take a look at what the Rams and the Pats have done this season here, in every game that they've rushed the football for 100 yards or more, they've won every game they've played. New England is 11 and 0, and the Rams are 12-0 when they run for 100 or more. When they allow less than 100 yards, the Rams are 12-0, and New England is 9-0. So 100 rushing yards is going to be the key critical stat in the football game. Now, that being the case, looking at the Rams' rush defense here and the Patriots' rush defense here, the Rams run it for 4.8 yards a carry. The Pats give it up 4.9. I think the Rams have a better chance of exposing that 100-yard stat than does New England in this particular football game. If they do expose that stat, the Rams run for 100 yards or more, I would play a proposition on Todd Gurley to win the MVP and C.J. Anderson also to win the MVP at 8-1 and 30-1. Figuring that, I think Todd Gurley is going to have a breakout game here, this particular football game. Tired of sitting in the back seat behind C.J. Anderson here. He's MVP material. He was MVP, league MVP status at the halfway point of the football season here. So that's one proposition that I would look at would be the combination. I would buy both tickets of Gurley and C.J. Anderson to win the MVP.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Yep. Cam will fire off a couple of props. I'm seeing Todd Gurley in the 16-1 range right now in some spots. And I think there's big value as well. You're all in with this guy. It's all or nothing, Cam. Because if he's good to go, like Sean McVay says, you know what's funny? I also like Todd Gurley to score the first touchdown of the game.
I like that, too.
Plus 700. All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat & Rage Radio.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat & Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. MC Yang doing a great job. Great job with the music this week. And good job by Yang. I know it's like air traffic control this week, Super Bowl week, which you got guests coming in and out. And, we're still getting used to this new clock here as well. Tomorrow morning is going to be really crazy. We got a jam-packed show. The morning after tomorrow, we got two Hall of Fame running backs, actually. Marshall Faulk will be in studio with us for the entire program. He's going to be on the air all day, actually, tomorrow. So he'll be on, basically from 9:30. Like, he won't be on for the first segment type of thing because we have Thurman Thomas on in the first segment of the program tomorrow morning. So we've got two Hall of Fame running backs. We've got Thurman Thomas, who's one of my all-time favorite Buffalo Bills and all-time favorite football players. Marshall Faulk, same thing. Always been a huge Marshall Faulk fan. Been a pleasure working with him this year. That's real cool. We got DeMarcus Ware on the program tomorrow. So, man, we're jam-packed with some NFL Blue Bloods on the program. And we've got a handicapper and analyst of Blue Blood, Mark Lawrence, with us right now. Let's talk some props and end this football game, Mark. So you were talking about running the football and Todd Gurley as we're going to a break. You know, with Todd Gurley, It's all or nothing, but I think, this is like a very, very, this is like a blue chip stock, guys, that is on sale for some reason. Big sale. Like, it's kind of ridiculous you can get Todd Gurley in the 16-1 range to win the MVP when he's as good of a player as he is. And there's no guarantee if the Rams win that the quarterback wins the MVP. We'll get to that in a second, but Mark, what do you think of the Todd Gurley first touchdown of the game, plus 700?
Well, I'd be looking at him for sure, Gabe, because if you're looking for Gurley to have a big game, a part of the rushing yards would also be finding the end zone, of which he's really, really good at doing as well. And if that Sean McVay is not blowing smoke and given, you know, speaking his mind that Todd Gurley will be a factor in this game, I'd have to also consider him for scoring the first touchdown of the game as well. And when we're talking about scoring in Super Bowl games, there's another neat little unique prop out there that I think a person might want to look at. And it's, you're looking at which will be the higher scoring half, the first half or the second half of the football game.
Love the second.
Well, when you break it down, you have the winner, okay? And, I'm sorry about that. Bingo. You have, yes, you have. I was just pulling your chain. You have the winner of the second half. And what happens here is this. And what happens here is this. Is if you go back at the last 20 Super Bowls and look at them, okay, 15 have seen higher scoring second halves, 4 higher scoring first halves, and 1 was a push. So you, out of 20 Super Bowls, the last 20, 15 higher scoring second half Super Bowls, and this proposition you can find anywhere pretty close to pick 'em minus $1.20. I would look at that as well.
And Mark, did you see that crazy stat about the Patriots in the Super Bowls? Like points in the first half, like 0-0-0-3. Like they did all their damage
points,
in the second
Gabe.
Half. Exactly. 3 points, Gabe. 3 points in the Super Bowl
in
trip. You're looking at goose egg
in the first quarter.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, yeah, like I'm watching these guys and they can't get it done in the first half. I love that bet, guys. And Mark, another one I think that might tickle our fancy here. Josh Reynolds has been kind of the go-to guy. And, you know, the Patriots and Bill Belichick are obviously going to try to take out Cooks and Woods and do things. But Reynolds has really stepped up for these guys. The total receptions at 3.5 to me seems a little bit low. And the receiving yards at
I like that, Cap.
One book has 47.5. I see mostly 48.5. My book has 47.5. I think I'm going to jump on that. And longest reception at 19.5, too. Mark, what do you think about Reynolds? I think he's going to be a big factor in this game.
Well, I think he will be a factor into the game, you know, if for no other reason, the fact that, you know, they had to change their offense.
Sorry, Mark, but I was just going to say, oh, God, are we going to a break again? It's your phone.
My phone. Sorry about that, guys.
No, it's okay.
I was just thinking, you got to be kidding me. Like, we're going to a break. I knew it was your phone. Sorry, go ahead.
But I do like the fact that since Cooper Kupp's been out of the lineup for the Rams here, he's had to change up his offensive style, gone more to a running game, if you will, has Sean McVay. But I think he'll mix it up a little bit more here, and I think Reynolds could be valued, like you say, over 3.5 receptions.
All right, so as far as the football game is concerned, Mark, you know, we're talking about the second-ranked offense in the National Football League, the least scoring offense, and the fourth highest scoring offense in the National Football League. You know, the original sharp money, I guess you could say, came in on the under. I mean, Sherman and Cornegay and these guys opened a total at 59. It ends up being bet down right now. You know, you look at past Super Bowls, you look at the Patriots Super Bowls, yeah, they've had slow starts, but last year, 41-33. What was the final score in the Atlanta game? Was it 33-28? You know, so to me, and we just had Ian Rappaport on for the NFL Network. He thinks it's a lower scoring game in the 24-20 range. I think you need 30 points to win this game, Mark. I really do.
Well, you're going to need, obviously, you know, 28 or better points to do just that. You're not going to see a defensive slugfest with neither team ranking in the top 10 in overall total team defense here. But I'm a little bit more in agreement with Rappaport in the fact that I think rushing is going to end up being the key critical factor in the game. It depends upon who's going to be effective and whatnot. The other side of the equation is when they opened this total up in the Super Bowl, that was the highest total ever in Super Bowl history when they opened up at 57.5, and I think what happened, the Sharps came to it right away, just anticipating two teams that could possibly run the ball down each other's throat and end up making for a shorter scoreboard there or that way. So I can understand the total going down off the opener.
Well, Cam, in the last game, you said, listen to this, Mark. Cam was like Kreskin. He said, I want to find a prop that there's a successful fake punt in the game, and I think the Rams will be the ones to do it, and then it actually happened. So come on, Cam, you got to dig down deep, dig
one more time, Gabe.
Yeah, into that belly of yours and pull something out.
Oh, there's a lot in there, Gabe. I'll pull something out.
You know, an interesting one at plus money guys that I saw was, will Tom Brady's first pass in a game be complete or incomplete? And we talked about the slow starts that the Patriots have had. Well, it's minus 220, Cam, for complete. It's like plus 160, plus 170. No, but the thing is, in the 8 Super Bowls, he's 4-for-8 only.
Really?
50%.
Good call. Good research there. 50%.
Like only, the, and you're getting take back. That's good. That's good value then.
True. I like the under 7.5 punts as well. I don't think there's going to be 8 punts in a football game. Two really good field goal kickers. Like Mark's saying, even though it could be some prolonged drives, I think even if the teams run the ball, they'll still be effective and cash at the end of these drives, even if they go down the field. So, you know, it's a tough game, though, isn't it, Mark? It's hard to – the Rams have better players, but you've got a young coach in McVay who I really didn't like him not going for it. He's lucky they won that game. So you got a young coach in McVay, and you got Tom Brady, and then, you know, Jared Goff. Is Jared Goff going to be able to get this done, Mark? To me, that's the X factor. And, you know, I think the Rams can win this game. I mean, the Patriots, Tom Brady's just 3-5 against the point spread in Super Bowls.
1-5 is a favorite, you know, laying points. Two of those covers were his dogs.
Yeah, getting 14 points that time. Good call.
Yeah, so he's been a money burner as a favorite in Super Bowl games. The other side of the equation here is if you like New England in the football game, two nice stats here jump out. Number one, Bill Belichick, 16-1 straight up in the playoffs against teams he did not play during the regular season. That's a pretty strong number in his favor here. The other is that Bill Belichick has chewed up the NFC West in his career. He's 20-6 straight up into the spread. And when he hasn't been favored by 3 or more points in those games, he's 12-0 to the spread. So Belichick loves the NFC West. He loves playing teams he hasn't faced in the regular season. Two good stats for New England and Bill Belichick.
Did you see, Cam, that McVay said, oh, yeah, Belichick's been texting me all year. You know, he's trying to, play you. He's probably, hacking into your phone. He's probably hacked, got your messages. Knows your game plan.
I know your wife's
there. He's got a GPS right now, yes.
That's right, yeah. He's got GPS under his car.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could punt him.
I know, exactly. I was gonna
ask you guys about the long field goal, Gabe, and I'll give you credit for bringing that to the attention at at the SBR conference and stuff. And I think for this game indoors, it's something we can look at, guys. At 45.5 with two good kickers, I've already bet it. What do you think, Mark? That one seems good with those guys. Legatron's been money for the Rams. This guy's got a huge leg, and Goskowski's money.
Yeah, Greg the Leg and Goskowski, I mean, two really good field goal kickers, like you say, Cam, games indoors. And you've also seen Bill Belichick do the unimaginable, and you wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, loaded up from the 40-yard line trying a 57-yard field goal at some point in time. I agree with you. Two excellent field goal kickers indoors. I think you got to go over that total.
I like the long field goal prop will definitely be in play. All right, before we get you out of here, Mark, what's your final Super Bowl advice for the gambling man or women?
Well, my main advice is this, guys. It's only one game. It's not the game that you have to come out of the closet for. Change your religion. Let everybody know that you're a gambler now and then lose the house on. So be careful when doing that. Assessing the game from a handicapping standpoint, bottom line to me is I look at this game, I see one team that has the better offense, the better defense, and the better record, and they're the underdog. That's an equation of mine that I've taken to the bank a long, long time, and that being the case in point here, I'll be backing the Rams in this football game here. I'll be taking the points with the Rams and hope it touches 3. If it doesn't, you know, here's another great stat. Dogs of 2.5 or less in Super Bowl games. And don't be afraid of taking 2.5, guys. Everybody wants to hold out for that 3. But you take a look at the bottom line when you got a dog of 2.5 or less points in all playoff games, 36-15 to the spread.
Beautiful. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. Great stuff as always, Mark. Thanks for the insight. We encourage people to check out the Coffee Club, the daily newsletter, as well as the playbook. He has a comprehensive Super Bowl breakdown with all kinds of trends, stats, props, different angles, and historical perspectives to help you make money. Super Bowl 53. That's playbook.com. Thanks, Mark.
Amen.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, game time decisions, Red Heat and Ridge Radio. We're not getting the back to live action, fellas.
Yang's busy. He's probably answering a lot of phones, tickling the ivories on the computers. He's like an owl, Gabe. His head's on a rotation right now. Where do I go? Where do I go? What am I doing? Who's calling?
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering the same thing. Lawrence's cell phone's going off. My phone started going off.
Yeah.
Thing is, when my phone goes off, I get alarmed only because not a lot of people have my number. Right? So I'm like, hey, that's strange. Like, who could be calling me? And I've gotten some weird calls today so far, and that I'm kind of getting concerned. I'm like, why am I getting a call from this area code and that area code? I was just wondering about this latest number, but it turns out it's the Prez.
Hey, that's
Wager
okay.
Talk. Perfect. Yeah, the Prez. So the Prez has checked in. I got a call from Vancouver this morning, and anytime I get a call like that, I just assume something bad happened. But nobody got back to me after I called, so I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on there. And very, very strange. I got calls from Montreal today, and I was wondering, I'm like, what the hell is going on today? Like, why is Montreal, Vancouver, and Toronto all calling me suddenly? But I was supposed to do a radio hit in Montreal today. And evidently, I gave them the number a couple of days ago. So they moved the radio hit. That's the business that we're in, Cam.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know, think about it, too. You got Thurman Thomas coming in there, Marshall Faulk, radio hit here and there once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, things are going to happen, too. You might forget one. I tend to text myself stuff, but sometimes you're so busy you don't even look at the text that you send yourself, so you're not even getting your own message. Yeah, some company tried to fleece me last night in you know, one of those you-want-a-trip deals. It sounded very professional, too, from WestJet, you know, a reputable airline, but they got some really good scams going. I know Joe got one with the Bank of Montreal, the BMO thing they had going on where they try to get your information. These new online hackers, they've really upped their game. They got, like, it sounds very professional now. It's not just, hey, you want to donate some money to Africa, or, you know, come talk to a prince.
Yeah,
and,
but you know what?
You know, give me 5%, you know, but I never fell for it.
I got an email the other day, actually, and yeah, it was better looking than most of them. Yeah, it was better looking than most. Look, I don't respond to regular emails, so I'm not going to respond to a phony one.
Excellent point.
Yeah, like, I'm not an easy mark. And plus, I'm like you. I really don't care if I get hacked. I've said it before. Like, I have nothing interesting in my – I'm not Roger Stone. I have no there's no nothing about Russia. There's nothing to do
just
with
gambling
Donald Trump.
There's no naked women. Even. There's nothing. It's just accounts. Like,
no.
That's it.
I still have emails from stuff that I was on the mailing list when I was the Expos post-game show host. Like, I get Edmonton Trapper updates.
Yeah, go Trappers. How about those gold
guys? Like, really. Like, I get AAA updates from Sam. Like, why the hell? I'm like, oh, yeah, I was an affiliate.
Vancouver Canadians want to come back.
Yeah, I'm like, why the hell do I have, like, the Florida Gulf Coast Baseball League sending me stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to have their players on. You know, and I never... Like, I, you know, Cam, I get emails every day from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
About nothing? Just, what, about the Falcons?
I never blocked
them. Just,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I signed up years ago for, like, Atlanta Brave coverage. You know what I mean? Like, send me in my inbox, like, when have you got, like, Atlanta Brave stuff? I never, like, scrubbed it. So, years later, I got to give them credit, dude. Like, this has been, like, 15 years, man.
They still grind.
They're still sending
me. They find you. Loyalty.
Yeah, like, I've got, like, I got, like, a million, like, in my junk box. Yeah, that's where I get the, some of these sports books, dude, they're relentless, eh? Like, with the emails they send you. Hey, Frenchy, like, it's like Vegas hotels. Like, I could read, I guarantee, like, every fifth email in my inbox, Cam, is something from MGM and the Excalibur. Hey, Gabriel, we've got a great deal for you in the Excalibur. Great deal over at MGM. Yeah, like, once you're in their system, you're in for life.
Yeah, I know. I've even got more. The Golden Nuggets been kind of getting on my – I don't even stay there very often. Like, I play blackjack, like, when you were there for the conference and stuff. But, yeah, once you give in your card and you get in their system, yeah, you're in there for life. El Cortez, same thing. But they can't really offer me much. Like, what are they going to do, knock a room down from $36 to $31? Like, you know what I mean? It's a place is dirt cheap anyway, so their deals aren't really very lucrative. I don't mind the Excalibur, actually. I had a good – when we were there before, you know, you remember you were saying, hey, it kind of looks weird and stuff, like Disneyland, but the tables are okay. People were friendly. I prefer that place over a lot of casinos in Vegas.
No, Excalibur's nice. Actually cool when you're inside. It's actually, it's strange because, you know, on the outside, it's all medieval. You know, it looks like a Jim Carrey movie or something. It's like, man, really? It's like this castle, and it's kind of very cheesy on the outside.
Jim Carrey
movie. Yeah, but like when you get inside, you're like, oh, it's a regular casino. Yeah. You know, there's a bar with wenches. There's one, like, sort of.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, like they encourage you. Hey, wench. You know what I mean? It's like, sort of like the medieval horse stuff. And I don't know, like, it's like the place in Toronto where, like, place
medieval
by the
times. Yeah, medieval times. Yeah, I've only been, yeah, I've is been it, there.
I've never been there before, but I heard there's no cutlery. They actually like, no, you eat no, with your no. hands.
Yeah, it's great. I really enjoyed it from the food perspective.
It's great.
Because the goblet, the goblet's
a wine. Do you
really
eat with your hands? What? You just pick up a piece of steak off the table?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they give it all steak. Like a wood slab or something, right? Like,
No, friends, Brent. There's no steak there. It's like back in the day, like a Cornish hen, like a piece of chicken.
Oh, really?
You're not doing steak. Yeah, so they slop it down there, and you just grab it, and you just go wild on it. It's actually great, too, because your lady's probably, like, disgusted by the fact you don't get cutlery, so there's always extra for me. But I got to be honest with you. It's not a competition. Like, it's like knights versus, like, you're just sitting there going, really? Like, ooh, we got the green knight. He's got the, you know, the red knight. I got to be honest with you. Bang for your buck. Like, the meal's good, but I'm not really into it. Like, I don't think it would
well,
be
what do you want? Bad. You want, like, the olden days?
Yeah, I kind of want a little bit more contact. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's a show, but, you know, you can't obviously joust for real. But I have a feeling you'd be looking at, if you had a timepiece going, can we just bet on a game and get the hell out of here? It's like, it's not really, it's for kids. Let's put it that way. As an adult, you're not really going, yay, let's go to
medieval.
Well,
that's what Excalibur looks like from the outside.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like medieval stuff, right? But when you're inside, yeah, and you know what? Their sports book's not bad, actually. The Excalibur. I approve Excalibur. I really do. For the price, it's a very clean, nice hotel. Like, if anyone's going to Vegas and, you know, it's not the first place you'd think of staying, but it's affordable. It's clean. It's nice. There's good food there. Like, there's, like, restaurants that are open all the time in there. And another thing is good location. Like, you know, you've got, you know, MGM's across the street. Mandalay Bay's right down the road, right down Las Vegas Boulevard. New York. You know, if you want to party on that end of the strip, it's a little touristy, that corner, though, right? That's the touristy corner.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is very.
That's the opposite of what you do. You do El Cortez.
I do El Cortez, but the thing is, though, that area now is full of hipster douchebags. It used to be dirt cheap. See, like, that's the thing. Once something goes really, really well, it never lasts that way. People get involved, and now we were there the last time, going, we might as well go to a new spot.
You know what's crazy?
Ridiculous.
It's actually swung back now to where this trip is cheap again.
That's what I'm like, talking about.
It's crazy. Fremont got greedy because everyone like realized, oh, Fremont's great. Like you said, dude, we were there for the conference. It was like $10 a drink, man, on Fremont Street. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you know, come on, man. Like it was like strip prices. And even like I said, like SLS is cheaper than Fremont is now. And SLS is really nice, but they're hurting for business. So they've got deals and, hey, come in and drink specials. Like Fremont, I'm telling you, yeah, Fremont got greedy, bro, with all the hotels and their rates and the booze and stuff.
Yeah, I'm done. They opened up all these new little places like lobster rolls, $15, trendy burgers for whatever. And you know what it used to be, Gabe? A box of wings for like nothing, pizza slices for cheap. We'd walk around and like me and Lisa
yeah,
have like a room party. Yeah.
The
and
all these moved in the north. Yeah
all these. Yep. Yeah, they're all
What's
there with the tattoo parlors. So yeah,
Zappos.
Yeah, Yeah, Zappos is there. All these idiots with the rolly finger mustaches are in there. You know, it's changed so much. We even noticed at the El Cortez, it's like all the old crew and all the dirtbags we used to hang out with, they're gone too. They go to like local bars that Blessing goes to, like Putters and stuff. Like, it's just not fun. It's not as fun as it used to be. I will say this, though. The video poker and stuff at those old establishments, they're looser than on the Strip. There's more winners. Like, you see more people getting checks from, like, playing Keno and stuff like that. They got to keep those
looser slots.
Looser slots.
Looser slots.
Not looser women, just looser slots, yeah.
Might be a little looser women, too. I don't know. I don't trust women in Las Vegas.
No, I don't trust. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're meeting somebody, they're going to get robbed. So, better watch.
Yeah, no, like, it's true. Like, it's weird. I've lived there. People are like, what about the chicks there? I'm like, wow. I'm like, I don't trust the chicks in Vegas. Like, you really can't. There's just too many horror stories. And they're either, like, they're hookers, or even if they're hookers, they're not nice hookers. You know what I mean? Like,
very vindictive.
They're mean. They're there to rob you. Yeah, like, they'll basically drug you in your room. Yeah, they'll drug you in your room. You're going to wake up in the morning. You got roofied. All your money's gone. Your computer's gone. Your ID's gone.
Yeah, where's my $500 chip? Where's my passport? You don't need that.
I was thinking about that. Like, if you go to Vegas, you've got to put everything in the safe first.
Oh, no, but I got to tell you, it's a horror story. A guy I played cards with, he was from Houston. He was actually at the El Cortez because he said he liked the cards there. He was staying at, I think, Gabe, it was Mandalay Bay, and he had a Rolex inside job. They got into his safe. Like, the funny thing is, like, this is a very rare story, but somebody broke into his room with safe. I don't know how it happened or whatever, but he told me he was like currently in like a lawsuit to, you know, get his stuff back because he said it was going to be safe. So I have no idea like how a room staffer or somebody was cleaning people out. Like, but that's even happened before. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's guaranteed. It's never happened to me and you. They probably go after like bigger marks, but the guy told me like he lost
I don't trust those safes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what he was telling me. He goes, I got robbed.
I don't trust them.
He had a mitt full of money, thousands of dollars in a money clip, a Rolex watch. He kept it all in the safe, all gone, he told me.
Used the safes a few times, and you see it's the sticker. It's not a lot of confidence. Like, we're not responsible. It's like, well, what am I using this stupid safe for? Well, look, you didn't trust the safe. What'd you do? That's amazing, but you forgot the money.
Well, we were too good. The problem was we were partying all weekend. Would happen now, I wouldn't have forgot it. We were in orbit, like me, you, and Jukes.
So Cam, you know, like the ironing boards in hotel rooms? So Cam put money in, like, the tube of the iron.
Yeah, the tube. The thing comes off. Like, the knob comes off. I stuffed money in
there.
What
did you
think?
Because there was a lot of people in the room and stuff, right?
That's the thing. That's the thing.
I'll put it right here.
Yeah, you were the only guy I told. I go, listen, there's like grifters and like there's a bunch of people in our room here. Like, no one's gonna look in the laundry machine, in the laundry ironing board. But they did. I forgot.
You
I'm
forgot.
On a plane going. I go, where'd that money go? Oh God, whoever opens
you're
up
flying
that
back,
cash,
you're like $500. Fuck. You're like the F bomb. You tell me. I think I left $400 left $400 in the ironing board.
Yeah. I think it was $400 or $500. Yeah, it's all rolled up in the side of the ironing board. Imagine the guy like takes off the tube. Holy honey, look at this. Like, I remember we were in Niagara Falls with my buddy Danny, and we opened up a Bible at one of those rundown.
What was
in the
Bible?
A couple $100. It was probably a
I'm
drug
telling
deal
you,
that people,
your
like,
money,
people leave money all the time. People leave money
your
all the
money
time.
Your money is probably still in that. Like, it's there. Like, I think it was MGM, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was MGM Suite. That was, how many years ago was that, though? 10? 12? Like, that was a lot.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was
I don't
the ground floor sort of, ground floor suites.
Suite?
Like the,
like,
sort of like the house type part of the division. I remember there, it was a pain in the ass getting in and out, like, all the time.
It
like,
sure
the
was.
It never worked, and it was a big bitch. But, yeah, it'd be amazing if you could find out the room and actually check. Either that or... At some point in time, somebody dropped it, knocked it over, threw it in anger, and the money came out. They were like, oh, look at this. Yeah. Look at
this. It was a great hiding spot, though, Gabe. Amazing.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Every day an adventure. We can hear Yang kicking it. Studio 34 in the pit. We'll be live, Studio 34, on Friday. Countdown to Super Bowl 53. And then, of course, we'll be kicking it Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 53. And we've got our own party going on. And Versa is having a party as well, actually, guys, on the on the fifth floor in the bar. And surprisingly enough, Cam, this is what was surprising. I was actually talking to the manager today about it. I said, oh, you got a Super Bowl party. $5 drinks and $1 chicken wings.
Now, that's what we're talking about.
Now, normally this place would be $50 drinks and $10 chicken wings. I wouldn't be like, if you told me, yeah, you had $10 a chicken wing, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, the place is kind of expensive. But, yeah, $1 wings and $5 drinks.
So
she said, yeah, we've got a Super Bowl menu and drink specials. And so, yeah, very, very, very impressed. Very, very impressed. So, yeah, we'll be loading up on those dollar wings on Super Bowl Sunday.
Damn right we will, Morenci. Yeah, I thought we
they're
were going to go.
They're good wings, make, too,
Cap. Oh, I bet they're
plump. Not like.
They're good bar wings. They're good.
Well, no, I'll tell you. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, are you into. Normally, I'm not into this new school stuff, but I've had the wings there before. And I don't normally get them because, like, a plate of wings is normally, like, $22 or something. So I usually don't do it. But, like, they have, like teriyaki chicken wings. You know what I mean?
I'm more of a hot guy, but I'll do, like a hot and honey or.
No,
like,
they don't even have, like, they don't have that. They don't have, like, standard. They have fancy wings. Like, they come on, like, you know, like the fancy-looking plate and stuff. And
oh, okay. Teriyaki. What else they got? Is another flavor, you know, or like a curry, red-hot curry or something I could do?
Yeah, probably. They probably have that. Listen, all right.
Yeah. I don't discriminate. I'll eat anything. I was hoping we can get some cheap drinks before we get into their $5 drinks. Like, we'll go, me, you, and Corey will hit a convenience store and load up, and then we'll hit their $5 drinks, too. We got a plan. Always have a plan.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the convenience stores on the Jersey side of things, Cam, I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
I bought a bottle of Smirnoff the other day for $4.
Woo! Now that's amazing. That should be the lead story in the update.
Cam,
Smirnoff, $4.
I was going to buy one of the little, like, airplane shooters of vodka. It was 99 cents, but I saw the.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
News. We got your news. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. More Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up. Hey, Gabe, you can call the Pelicans. Are they going to answer? That's the question. Just because Anthony Davis and his agent Rich Paul wish to force New Orleans hands by requesting a trade, it doesn't mean the front office has to play ball. Longtime Pelicans GM Del Demps, he's not a happy guy. He's not going to pick up the phone, according to an ESPN report. You're going to have to knock his socks off. The LA Lakers, Boston Celtics, and New York Knicks, all among the teams that are linked to Davis. The five-time All-Star has his sight set on joining the Lake Show, and his camp reportedly made it known that he won't sign an extension if acquired by any other team. Ridiculous. Davis was fined $50,000 for publicly demanding a trade. Tough times, Gabe, in the NBA for these small market teams if they can't keep their stars. I don't like it one bit. Eight games in the NBA hardwood tonight. A trio of action at 7:30. Boston and Charlotte. Celtics 7.5. 216.5 total. Miami and Chicago. Heat now up to 10.5. Over under 207.5. That's low. The New York Knicks hosting Dallas. Mavericks 6-point road fave 215. Three more games at 8 o'clock. New Orleans hosting Denver. The Nuggets 8.5-point favorites on the road. Over under 227. Minnesota and Memphis. T-Wolves minus 4, 208.5. And Washington, they entertain Indiana. This one switched. Was a pick'em, and now Indiana favored by 1. Total 218.5. Sacramento and Atlanta. Kings minus 5.5. Big total 236.5 here. And Portland and Utah in the late affair at 10:30. Blazers minus 1.5. Total 218. Really busy night in college hoops. Morency, we're going to be kicking off in about an hour and a half at 6:30. Butler hosting 10th-ranked Marquette. Butler is minus 2.5. Total 148. Also at 6:30, SEC action. Florida taking on Ole Miss. Ole Miss really shitting the bed after a great start. Total 133. Other top 25 teams in action tonight. Iowa State taking on West Virginia. Those Cyclones, they've been good to me this year. Minus 12.5. Over under 148.5. That's a big number, though.
Well, Iowa State, like that you don't often hear. You don't often hear in an update shitting the bed. I like
well,
it.
Well, ever since we did the Market Watch game, I don't think Ole Miss has like won a game or got a game covered. After so being the hottest team. Yeah, so they've really they were on fire, but now they're coming back down to earth. Virginia
so should
Tech,
we do a Market Watch later and then fade everybody
sure.
that we talk about?
Yeah, every team that is like on a wicked run right now, we're going to fade them. That's going to be our new experiment and see how we do. I like that.
Update, too. The polar vortex that's crushing everybody. There was like a mini blizzard in New York like an hour ago. Right now it's like sunny and stuff. Like I'm looking outside, like a sunny, clear day. Like I swear to God, the visibility, bro, was like 5 feet. Like I looked out my window. I was like, holy crap, you can't see. Like I was like, man, that's dangerous. It's going to be accidents. People can't see. It's clear, clear. It's like a beautiful day suddenly again. Crazy
yeah,
how the
nice.
Weather changed in 10 minutes.
Nice here, but I'm seeing a lot of blowing snow. Actually, in our temperature right now, I think it was minus 22 Celsius. What's that in Fahrenheit, Gabe? You can get that for me, but it's really cold out there. Virginia Tech, 9-point road favorite against Miami, total 140. DePaul and Villanova, number 14, Villanova laying 7 on the road, total 147. Louisville, their 15th rank at Wake Forest. Cards in this one, minus 10 on the road, total 144.5. And LSU takes on Texas A&M. The LSU Tigers minus 5.5 over under in that game, 152.5. I don't know what the hell's going on with the NHL. They have the All-Star break. You might as well extend it to like 2 weeks. Two games on the ice tonight after the break. A battle of Eastern Conference heavyweights. Pittsburgh taking on Tampa Bay. The Penguins host the Lightning. Lightning laying 15 cents on the road over under in this game, 6.5. I might have to take the over. Murray's been really struggling for the Pens. And Dallas entertains Buffalo. Buffalo was a big winner last night as a big pooch in Columbus. Dallas minus 170. That's a recipe for disaster most of the time. Total in that game, 5.5. And 10 games after the NFC Championship, no pass interference debacle. The commish, he addressed the media today. Roger Goodell stating he feels bad for the Saints and their fans, but the bottom line was his quote. We talked to Ian Rappaport on the show. He said it, quote, unquote, refs are human beings, people. He did admit there should have been a pass interference call in the late fourth quarter of that title game, but stressed, no way in hell we're going to replay that game. So, guys, you and your lawsuits, you can flush them down the toilet. He also said replay changes are being discussed, nothing concrete right now. But Sean Payton, Gabe, he doesn't seem to care. He had a media conference today, and under his jacket, he was wearing that infamous Roger Goodell clown t-shirt made famous by now Detroit coach there, Matt Patricia. So more to come there. And a Pittsburgh TV station, really interesting stuff. They had a report on the Patriots Rams Super Bowl, and an employee in the font department basically.
You think
put
the kid should be fired for this?
No, I don't. I don't. I thought it was a joke. He should be reprimanded a bit. But apparently they're the affiliate carrying the game. So instead of putting Tom Brady quarterback, he put known cheater in the graphic report on Brady. And the boss said, hey, font guy, he gone. You're fired. So that's pretty big. Like, I know it's a joke and all. Like, he should have got reprimanded. I think total termination's a little
bit. You know what's crazy, though, Kev?
What do you think?
Last week, yeah, I think the kid will get a job in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
There's got to be someone out there that's going to say he is a cheater. I hate the Patriots. This guy did the right thing.
Exactly. Super Bowl this Sunday, February the 3rd, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta. Line stable, but that over-under 56.5, that's been the most movement there, Gabe. And we'll go over the golf and everything else in the DFS Hour at 6 o'clock. But stay tuned, everybody. More Red Heat and Rage with our buddy Cam Blue coming up.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions, Red Eat and Rage Radio. Yeah, we'll get Lou on after this little bridge. I still get used to this too, Cam. I think we're on for like the next 3 minutes. So, yeah, wait, gang. Call Lou after. We'll call Lou after. The next little break. All right, very active hour one on this program. Ian Rappaport from Atlanta joined us. Mark Lawrence from Florida. We're going to have Lou. Gamble. We'll see what Lou has to say about the parlay playing pukes. And
pukes?
You know what? There's actually UFC this week, too. So we'll throw this at Lou as well. There's actually UFC, and I got to be honest. I'm coming in as cold as you are on this, Cam, unless you're going to surprise me and you've researched the UFC. They're fighting in Brazil. I think I know that. It's one of those Brazilian type. Like, I'm all football, bro.
Yo, I can't lie to you, buddy. No, I haven't looked at the board. I just saw a story, though, that I was going to put in the next update about Khabib saying, screw you, Nevada. He's pissed off that he got that banned. Yeah, so his next fight's going to be his next fight's going to be at in your backyard at Madison Square Garden. He likes the New York cards. He's basically telling the Nevada Athletic Commission to suck it. So I like the fact that, he's had enough. So it was a little steep, in my opinion.
It is steep, but, you can't really... It's hard for him to defend himself. Like, he jumped out of a cage and, like, attacked people, right? So
he did. But look at all the stuff Connor did, too, with the bus situation and whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, exactly. And Connor only got 50K, and he was pretty insulting, all right? So he should have got more than 50K. Khabib got 500K. But what I find funny, actually, and no one's going to defend a guy, but there's this guy, Dylan Danis. If you look him up, Cam, you won't like the guy, like, the way he looks. So... This guy, Dylan Danis, he's the guy that Khabib actually attacked, all right? He's one of Conor McGregor's buddies and stuff. And, he was running his mouth before the fight, about Khabib. But the thing is, he really didn't do anything. Like, I hate to defend the guy, but...
Yeah, if he didn't do nothing, I don't he didn't
see
do
how,
anything.
Yeah, I don't see how he's under invest. They're like, oh, yeah, he has a hearing coming up. Dude. The guy sitting cage side, Khabib jumps out of the cage and tries to kick him in the head. I really don't see how. Yeah, like even me, I don't even like the guy. But if I'm Dylan Danis' attorney, I'm like, listen, the guy's sitting there minding his own business. This crazy Russian guy comes launching out of the cage. I don't really see what he did. But, Connor actually instigated it with his actions, essentially. But, the whole thing's a circus.
Sure is.
You know, WrestleMania is here in New York, Cam, at MetLife Stadium. I'm going to go.
Nice.
Game time decisions.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Oh, great, man. Now we got Valentine's Day promos that we got to listen to for the next couple of weeks. Great job, though. Great promo.
Yeah,
solid tunes, Yang. You're kicking it, but do we have Lou? Are we getting
I'm
Lou?
Here.
Oh, Lou. There's
Lou. Lou is already here.
Lou's on the line.
Lou is here.
Gamblew.com. How you doing,
Lou?
Hey,
I'm doing great. I got to tell you guys, what a stacked show you guys are putting on today. I mean, you get Ian Rappaport, you get the great Mark Lawrence, and then, gosh, I got to tell you, I'm flattered to follow those two guys.
You're the main event. You're a Hall of Famer, buddy. You're a Hall of Famer. You relax.
You're the main event. There's no more guests after you. So,
you're the headliner.
You better bring it.
Holy
smokes. You see how me and Cam are different, Lou? You see how me and Cam are different? Like, Cam's like, oh, you're the best. It's all great. And me, I'm like, yeah, you better bring it.
it's the id and the ego. And I love balancing between you two.
You know what? Actually, tomorrow, Lou, we're real stocked in the morning. And you can't top this. We got two Hall of Fame running, but we got Thurman Thomas. Not 100% confirmed, but, you know, it's looking good. Thurman Thomas. Marshall Faulk is going to be in studio with us for the entire program. And we've got DeMarcus Ware calling in as well. So,
wow,
and not bad.
That's an outstanding lineup.
Yeah, two NFL Hall of Fame running backs and two outspoken guys. Because you're going to have a – look, I had a guy on today. We had the guy on, Ben Garland from the Atlanta Falcons, guys. And, you know, nice guy, great guy. But he won the Military Man of the Year for the NFL. Like, he played at Air Force. And so he won the USAA, like, you know, dedicated to the troops award. Yeah, the guy's not going to crack too many jokes, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, he's all business.
Hey, I got a request. Yeah. When you're done there, Gabriel, I got a request.
What's your request?
Well, when you got Marshall Faulk in the studio tomorrow, now, you know, he was on the team that lost to the Patriots to start the dynasty. I've heard from players on that team, and I'm not going to name them, that they were practicing stuff like the week, you know, the Thursday, Friday before the Super Bowl, that when they added a couple of wrinkles. When they added those wrinkles and showed them in the game, the Patriots seemingly were prepared and knew exactly what to do. I would, and you may not want to do it on the air, but I'd love to get Marshall's.
No, we'll do it on the air.
I'd love to get his feel. I'd love to get his feelings on whether he thought that was the case or not.
We have to.
I bet he does, Gabe.
Yeah, we'll do it.
No, and I'll be honest. Listen, we, you know, Marshall joined us. Like, Lou, Marshall was on with us for about, like, you know, probably, I'm not going to say half the season, but about midway, a little past the midway through Mark. You know, let's say about 6 weeks or whatever. He's a busy guy, but for the most part, so I had the pleasure, the honor, and he actually made me smarter. Like, a lot of people, you know, whatever, you do the show. But Marshall Faulk, I was like, wow, man, this guy really is just smart, man. Like, he should be a coach in the NFL type thing. And so, I hang with Marshall Faulk on and off the air, and I get along pretty well with him, like, as far as from, you know, just football talk. So I point blank asked him about that before. When it came up, and I asked him about it, and he got into it, and he basically stated that, yeah, they were on the field, and the Patriots, there were a couple of times that because it was indoors, the game, so they could hear each other talking very clearly, right? The players can hear each other. I mean, they're right beside each other.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He said there were times that before they even lined up, the Patriots were calling it out. And also, like you said, it wasn't just like routine stuff that, oh, they were so obvious. The Rams had a pretty complicated offense, guys. You know what I mean?
Very complicated. And, greatest show on turf? Damn right.
Isaac Bruce caught on early. Isaac Bruce said, he goes, guys, they know what we're doing. And he goes, I'm telling you, they know. And he goes, I can hear them. I can hear them talking. And one guy on the Patriots didn't deny it. I asked him point blank. He didn't deny it. He said, oh, well, you know, said it's all about being prepared, right? He didn't deny it. Marshall Faulk said, you know, I don't want to come across like sour grapes, but he said, yeah, something happened. And Kurt Warner's on the record. So, you know, and it's interesting that Eric Dickerson, I thought it was you and I that got into this, Lou, but I guess it wasn't. Because what's your take on this, guys? Because, you know, Scott Angle was telling me, because I said, Eric Dickerson, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, said, I want to see the Patriots and the Rams in a Super Bowl because we want revenge. And people are like, it's not even the same city. It's St. Louis. And you weren't even on the team, Dickerson. Yet, I don't think they look at it like that. I think the Rams, like Dick Vermeil and Mike Martz, they're not pulling for the Patriots in this game. The Rams, it's weird. They might have moved cities, but it's almost like a college alumni, Lou. Like Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Kurt Warner, they're Ram players. Like, people think, oh, no, it's St. Louis. And no, it's not the same. No. They do want revenge this week, guys, for that.
I have absolutely no problem believing that. I'm handicapping the game with that as a contributing factor. There's surely organizational competition here. And if you look 18 years ago, it was Brady, the 25, 26-year-old snot-nosed kid, coming in with a team that nobody really gave a shot to. 14-point
It's amazing,
underdog.
Lou. They, yeah, And they were likable then, before everyone hated them.
Exactly. There's a ton of parallels in this game. Now you got Goff, the young quarterback. Brady's the old horse. And I'm going to call this the year of the perfect storm, because when Vegas Golden Knights went to the Stanley Cup final, the sweep and the hysteria that they already won the cup without playing the games against the Capitals made for a great opportunity for the Capitals. And I believe that the Rams are getting no run. It's all Patriots, and God bless Tom Brady, because he deserves everything he gets. But all I'm seeing is Gronk cutting the carpet and having a great time, and I love the kid. But I also think that there's really a time in the Super Bowl, maybe one every 20 years, when you get an opportunity, and this Super Bowl is an opportunity.
It's a good point that he raises, Cap.
Excellent point.
You know, the Patriots, I don't know if it's a relaxation, but, yeah, it's almost like there's an assumption amongst the public and everyone that, oh, yeah, the Patriots are going to win. Look, 82% of the action is on the Patriots.
Gabe,
82%.
Gabe, the computer made the line earlier. When that line first came out, it was Rams minus one. When everything was said and done after the championships games, it was Rams minus one, and it got knocked to Patriots 2.5. So when we talk about optimizers and everything, when he threw the numbers in, the Rams, I know it's close, but the Rams were still a favorite in that game. That's not even considering Ndamukong Suh, who was basically did nothing, like, peaking at the right level. Donald, all these other things that are happening. Todd Gurley, not even up to his potential, playing hurt. There's so many factors, and I'm with you, Lou. I think it's a perfect storm with the Rams front four. I think they get to Brady. Gabe, I'm telling you, man, like we're usually on dogs in Super Bowls and good things happen. I believe the Rams can actually like not just win this game. I think they could like slap around the Patriots really early in this game and really rattle their cage. And I think the Patriots are going to struggle big time until like the third quarter. Like then they'll wake up and maybe do a couple things. But I think the Rams defensive line kills Brady, like really, really hits him all day, all night. That's my take.
Well, he's only been sacked once in two games. The prop, guys, for the sacks is 3.5.
Over.
I got a couple interesting props that I'll share, but I will piggyback on Cam and just say that, and we've discussed this a little bit, Gabe, because I know now that you are a hockey player, but I played in a football huddle from 1967 to 1993, and that doesn't make me special or anything, but I feel like I got an idea of how the huddle and how the locker room works. And I can tell you for sure that Sean McVay has the way easier coaching job here, because he's going in there, he's telling his people we don't belong, people think we don't belong, this is the big bad giant, blah, blah, blah. I love the position psychologically for the Rams.
Lou, gamblew.com. With us. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue this conversation. Interesting angles being discussed right here on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Good. Temperatures are dropping in New York right now. It's getting cold. It's getting cold, but weather will not be a factor at the Super Bowl. And I'm assuming weather won't be a factor at the waste management. I guess it's fitting, isn't
no.
it, that the waste management, because like you said, Cam, it's the tournament that people get the most wasted at
That's
on
right.
the PGA Tour. I know they get pretty lit up at the Ryder Cup in Europe and stuff, but it's the big, big party event, and it's in your backyard, Lou. I think you've told us you've gone out to this before. You going this weekend?
Absolutely no way.
Have you been before? Have you ever gone?
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. I normally go, but I normally go Sunday morning, and I'll tell you why. Because starting last night with my 22-year-old son, what happens is they got two pro-ams, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday the tournament starts. And here's the stat that the PGA releases, that the largest golf tournament in the PGA each year is Jack Nicklaus's tournament in Ohio, and it gets about 80 to 85,000 people for the weekend. The waste management averages over 100,000 a day. That's unbelievable. And it's
wow.
just around 16, the stands around 16, there are 16,000 people just in the stands in the stadium that they built around 16, and it's a total nightmare. But Sunday morning, all the college kids, all the rookies, all the women in stilettos, they've had four or five nights of partying.
They're all hungover. They're beaten down.
That's
they're
right.
Done.
And the only ones there Sunday are guys watching golf. You know, I go there Sunday morning with my buddy. We get a valet parking pass. We have a couple of screwdrivers, watch a little golf, then go home for the Super Bowl. It's a great day.
That sounds amazing.
All right, so we'll get to you. You got to get out to that. You've been to the Masters camp,
yeah.
But you got to
get
to
that. Yeah, it's bucket list stuff. Yeah, it's funny. Actually, my buddy Vince, who you met, Gabe, it's on his bucket list, and he just went to it last year and said it was the time of his life. Like, he was just partying with people, meeting them everywhere, different colleges. Yeah, the 16th hole, it's a gong show, but I'm going to be going definitely, Gabe. It's bucket list stuff. Been to Augusta. Got to go to Waste Management.
Yeah, you know, I don't really have any golf tournaments on my bucket list, but if
That'd
I did,
time to
you know. Yeah, you know, it's not a bad time. Not a bad time in Arizona. Nice weather. Chris Meany's actually there. He's going there this week.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
For that. So I think it was on his bucket list. Yeah, golf fans, I guess that's, you know, that's the thing to do. All right, Lou. So you were talking about what you said with the Rams. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Saints play and, oh, they shouldn't be there, and I don't think that really bothers them. And I liked the Rams to beat the Saints last week. And one of the reasons I did, and I brought it up, and everyone's going to talk about Jared Goff, any old versus new. So, you know, McVay is half the age of Belichick, 33-66. And you brought it up. Jared Goff's the young guy. And, you know, can he get it done? He hasn't played great and all that stuff. But people don't talk about the defensive side of the football on the Rams. And if you look at their offense, their offense is a little young. Gurley's been in the league a few years now. Goff's kind of young still as a starter. Woods is a veteran. You know, Cooks has been around. They're not, you know, this young team that people make them out to be. And on the defensive side of the football, they've got guys with swagger and confidence. You know, like I saw that Aqib Talib was asked. He said, oh, you know, you're the underdog. It was funny. They said, you know, they said Tom Brady and the Patriots are playing the underdog role. And Aqib Talib said, what's the point spread? And they said, oh, Patriots minus 2.5. He goes, so who's the underdog here, right? He goes, we're the underdog. And Aqib, they said, well, does it motivate you? And Aqib Talib goes, I don't care about the point spread. He goes, it's a football game. And, like, Aaron Donald, I don't think is thinking, ooh, Tom Brady's been in 8 Super Bowls. You know, Aqib Talib's been in Super Bowls, one of the best players in the league. He's going to handle himself. Marcus Peters is so cocky, and, like, he's going to be Marcus Peters, right, for better or worse. You know, like, the Rams have, and Donovan Sue's been in the league forever. Like, I don't see the Rams wilting as this youthful team, Lou, to be honest with you.
Nor do I. I think
they're like a bunch of mercenaries, actually, to be honest. That's what they are. They're a bunch of dudes from all over the league that have been brought together to win.
Yeah, I think that, quite honestly, the Patriots, deservedly so, get credit for peaking every year at the right time. And while the Rams hit a little bit of a lull, I think defensively, as evidenced by the fact that in the playoffs they've only allowed 49 yards rushing against them during these playoffs, that they're starting to earn the big time money that they paid Sue last offseason to bring him in, and Peters, et cetera. And I think these guys have a chip. And the way I look at this game is that I break it down in this fashion. The Rams, and when I say depth, I'm talking starters 1 to 22. The Rams' superior talent and team speed, I think, is enough to outweigh the advantage that the Patriots bring to the game, which is Bill Belichick's scheming and Brady's savvy. And
I agree with
Cam. I think that the Rams from inside the locker room, they can't wait to get out there and play. They can't wait to get out after this team. If the Rams score first, the Pats are in huge trouble. I also totally agree with Rappaport. This game is going to be two teams trying to run down each other's throat. I don't believe Belichick has any ambition to try and score with the Rams, and I think the Rams are going to take Gurley, and they're going to shove him right down the middle of that Patriot defense. My prediction for the game, before you ask for it, is 30-17 Rams, and I feel pretty good about it.
Wow.
I'm with Lou. I think they beat him by, like, double digits easy.
Guys,
it's going to be crazy, Gabe. Yeah, alternate line, please.
Some bold stuff.
And those are two of my props, guys. The alternate lines. Everybody's chalking up and taking the Patriots. I think that's the wrong angle. How about the Rams -3.5 +180? And that's up from +170 a week ago, guys. And then the Rams -7.5 +275. Those are two of my props. Now, as Lawrence said in your show earlier, this isn't the game to try and make your mortgage. I'm going to have some fun. I bet the tails. I bet that the game ends on odd, but they're little nickel and dime lunch money bets. But I can tell you these Rams alternate lines will probably be half unit plays, and I'll have a full unit on the Rams plus the 3 when I can get it. And if it isn't 3 and it's 2, 2.5, I don't care, because in these Super Bowls, you just pick the winner. Don't worry about the point spread.
Yeah, 44-6-2. After 52 Super Bowls, 44-6-2, the outright winner has won. So, in other words, only 6 times has a team lost the Super Bowl and covered the point spread, guys.
Yeah, point spread doesn't come into it. Pick the winner.
Yeah, 44-6-2. So, alternative spread, I'm only seeing up to -8, +275. Yeah, Rams -8, +275. I got a lot of player props, but, you know, we're not going to – I don't want to bore you guys with, you know, Jared Goff passing yards and stuff. But one that catches my eye at some plus money, and Lou, you're always looking for the score, being the underdog better than you are, is – and, Cam, you'll probably like this one – is will there be a successful two-point conversion made in the football game? +275, +280 in that range. I think it's worth the risk. I think it's worth the roll of the dice at that price.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a strong opinion on that. Mostly when I look at these.
Says the guy that just told us he's betting on odd number that the game's going to end.
Coin flip.
Well, no, listen, seriously. But I've been doing that for like 35 years. I've been betting tails and odds for 35 years just to have my fun and prove
what
a point.
What do you do? You betting tails or heads?
Tails never fails, Luke.
Tails every year. I'll never be a heads guy. Never, ever.
Yeah, tails never fails. Gotta ride it. It's like blackjack, buddy. I do the same as Lou. I do the same thing. I'll never switch every year if I'm gonna do. It's tails. I'm with him.
Just
stick
for
the
record,
program.
It's 27-25 tails after 52.
Yeah, so we're up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems to go in runs. I mean, I can tell you, if you looked at the record in the early 80s, it was all heads. I believe me, I got bloodied up in the 80s, and the last few years I've done pretty good with it. Here's a couple other ones I'll offer, and these are funny because we can kind of tie them into the other sports that we like to have fun with. So here's one. It brings in the UFC. Number of completed rounds in Asuncio and Morris fight, -1.5, against Jared Goff rushing attempts. Well, Goff ain't going to rush, okay? And if he does, it's one time. And quite honestly, that Morris-Asuncio fight, I think, could get finished. I think Morris could take him in 4, let's say 5, in those championship rounds. So 4 minus 2.5 is 1.5. Goff's not going to be running the ball. He's going to be handing it off. So that's, see, there's a little bit of fun that we can have tying UFC into the Super Bowl.
Well, we're really digging into the weeds, this top content here, because I don't think there's any other show out there. And if there is, let me know, because I don't think so. We're probably the only show in America, Canada, and in the world that's going to tell you right now. Great call, Lou. So the coin toss results. Last year it came up heads. But before that, it was tails 4 years in a row.
Correct.
Yeah, before that, it was heads 5 years in a row. And, you know, Lou's right. There's been runs where tails 5 years in a row, and then heads, and then tails 4 years in a row, and then heads, and then tails, and then heads 5 years in a row, and then tails 4 years in a row, and last year heads. Yeah, I would bet tails, too.
So, and they're betting heads like they've already seen it. At the end of the day, make sure if you're going to do something like this, you only pay 102. If it's 110, walk away from it, because it's a 50-50 drop, and I don't mind giving them $2 if that's what we're going to do.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Take a quick break here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll come back. We'll talk some MMA, a little bit more Super Bowl talk with Lou from Gamblu.com.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Be honest with you.
Game time decisions. Ready, Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you like to wager on sports or never have, we'd like to try to head on over to BetDSI. They got wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including sides, totals, player props, and of course, so you want to lay it down this weekend as we can talk about these Super Bowl props for days. There's just so many of them. Utilize your daily fantasy skills without salary cap constraints. You can wager on esports, politics, reality television. You can bet live in-game, of course, where you can bet virtually at any time during any sport, capitalizing on the in-game circumstances. Many ways to make money over at BetDSI. Use promo code FNTSY100. That's promo code FNTSY100 when signing up and get a 100% deposit bonus. Head on over and open up your account at BetDSI. That's promo code FNTSY100. Get a 100% bonus when you sign up. So you drop $200. Boom, you got $400 to play with going into Super Bowl 53. All right, Lou, so before we wrap up Super Bowl 53 and move on to the UFC, this UFC card's kind of flown under the radar for me because of this Super Bowl, and there are just so many props. I've got about 20 props, actually, that I like. But I don't really, you know, I'm not one of these guys. I'm not going to bet, like, $10 on a prop. You know, I'm not going to waste my time. It's going to cost me, you know, $22 to get to the sports book. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, so how much am I going to put on the props? I got to narrow them down. And I also got to be careful, too. And my advice is, or I'm a little worried and concerned, I've got to figure out sort of a way to soften the blow here. Most of my props are correlated that there's going to be points scored in the game, right? Like, you know, and Todd Gurley coming back is an X factor. Like, Todd Gurley comes back and rushes for a ton of yards, then Jared Goff ain't going over 278.5 passing yards. So, and, you know, Rob Gronkowski's another X factor. I like the Rams to win the football game as well, guys. But there are some X-factor variables. What is Todd Gurley going to bring to the table? And does Rob Gronkowski have anything left in this game as well?
You know, it's my opinion, especially based on my 30-17, that the reason Belichick's been texting McVay is partially to get in his head, but the other thing is, just like when he went to Oregon to visit Chip Kelly, he's dying to learn and loves the new wrinkles. I believe, I'll respectfully disagree, I do believe Gurley is going to go off, and I think Jared Goff will surpass 285 quite easily, because this team's going to go out there and put their foot on the gas. and beat these old bunch of old men that are ripe as the Georgia peach.
Nice, Lou.
Wow, Cam.
Well, I was going to ask. Cam. I know. I love where Lou's going with this, and so
that's
I guess
how they're
so,
talking in their. That's how the Rams are talking in their locker room. Now they're not going to say that to the press during Super Bowl week, but in their locker room, there's steam coming out of those guys' ears.
Well, we had Mark Lawrence on before, Lou, and one prop that I really liked was Reynolds. Over 3.5 catches. You know he's been a focal point of that offense. And I find the Rams' tight ends are not getting any respect. Guys, in the last couple games, Tyler Higbee has had 4 targets in the games, 30 yards against Dallas, 25. His total's only 21.5. He's gone over in both of these games. His receptions is 2. Those are guys I'm going to be focusing on. But what do you think, Lou, about Reynolds? Gabe and I both agree. I think he's an X factor for the Rams. And you know what? He's been a guy that's really stepped up since Cooper Kupp got hurt.
That's right, and I love the approach you guys are taking. Reynolds is surely one that I would look at. However, the guy that I would look at is the other tight end, Gerald Everett. This kid is an absolute bull stud athlete, and I really think that McVay, the Patriots are thin at defensive back. You know, really, their schemes are great. But when I look at that defensive backfield, quite honestly, I don't see a lot. And really, Patrick Chung, I can run with him. The two McCourty boys are skillful enough. But I think there's going to be huge holes for those tight ends. And I think Gerald Everett's a guy in one catch that can exceed his yards. I'd ask you to consider that. But I love how you're looking at secondary and if there are people like that. The other one, to take that in a fade, is Edelman's been white hot through the playoffs. He will not go over his catches this game. He will not go over his yards this game. I really like Edelman to go under for a number of reasons. Number one is Ram defense. And number two, if the Pats get behind, And the Rams happen to have 10 points, I think they're going to throw the ball around. And if they take Edelman out, which I know that the Rams are going to take Edelman out, and I don't think the linebackers are afraid of Gronkowski, and that leaves Hogan and the kid from the Colts. So I'm fading Edelman in this game.
No more Dorsett.
Lou's really bringing it today.
I really like Lou.
A lot of bold predictions from Lou.
I'm loving it.
I
love it, Moranti. I'm reading Lou's mail. Like, I'm starting to think, Gabe, it's going to be one of these crazy Super Bowls. Like, not even, like, I really think the Rams might, like, blow them out. Like, it could be, like, one of these shocking Super Bowls, like what Seattle did.
Hard to hold the Pats to 17 points, though.
It will be. But I really believe in that defensive front. I think Brady gets hit so much in that game, he's just going to get. I think they punish him. That front.
I just love as the game's getting closer, Cam. Your confidence is growing on the Rams.
I know. Yeah. Well, we'll see if the Patriots win, buddy. On Sunday, it's going to be a rough afternoon in New York City when I go back and lay my big melon on my pillow. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
I was all Rams.
I was drunk on Saturday night, tweeting, "I'll put everything I own on the Rams. No way they lose this game." Now I'm like, wow, kind of tough, Brady. Like, I'm sort of. I'm backing up. No, I like the Rams here. I do. I think people are sleeping on the Rams. And, really, there's not really a lot of pressure on the Rams. You brought it up, Lou. Everyone's talking about, Brady, how great he is, and Belichick, and Gronkowski's dancing, and the Patriots are great. And like you said, they're almost acting like they've already sort of won the Super Bowl. And I think it takes pressure off the Rams, and they can go about their business without the crazy sort of, oh, you better win the Super Bowl. They can just go about their business and to me, and we spoke to a guy that played in the Super Bowl today, and Ben Garland from the Falcons, and he said that it did mess with the Falcons a bit, the Super Bowl week, that they weren't used to it. I'm hoping that McVay, who's been around forever and his grandfather's been around, that McVay knew. Last week is the week you got to do all the work. This week is sort of just a circus, right? You don't really get real practices in this week. But, hey, McVay's the boy genius. I got confidence that he's going to be prepared.
We'll find out soon enough, that's for sure.
Yeah, the bye week's a little much, isn't it? We've been talking about this game for 11 days now.
I know, that's the thing. It's like for you, like for other people who just do sports radio once, Marenzi, like we're breaking it down, DFS betting every day. It's way too long. Like I don't even think you need the bye week. It's good for Gurley. You know, he gets healthier, but personally, no. Play the damn game.
Hey,
should have been played.
The fact that we keep giving people new content every day is a testament to our greatness. And I don't
Excellent.
Mean me, but the team, our guest, and everybody involved. All right, no, so
shout out to you too, Marenzi. I know you're doing so many shows and stuff like that. I don't want to butter your bread, but very impressive doing the morning, afternoon, and everything while you're holding down the fort. Doing a great job, buddy.
Yeah, and I check on that.
I appreciate that. Kind words, guys. Thank you, Lou. So talk to us, Lou, about this UFC that I can't lie and tell you that I've deeply researched at all because I've been so football heavy this week.
No, and that's my job. I'll do that for you. And really, it's going to be a very exciting card because it's going to be taking place down in Brazil, and it's loaded with Brazilians. Unfortunately, I'm just having a hard time finding dogs that I like, but I do believe I found value in a couple of fights. The first fight is the main event, Marlon Moraes against Rafael Assunção, which is a rematch. Now, Moraes entered the UFC with tons of hype, and everybody, when he came in to his first fight, they give him Assunção, which is a top three fighter in the division, which tells you how much respect the UFC gave Moraes. However, that was a three-round fight. Assunção had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder back in 2016 when they fought this fight. And as close as the fight was, it was a legitimate decision earned by Assunção. So what's happened in the year and a half or 2 years since? Well, Assunção is not 33.5 anymore. He's 35.5, almost 36. And I don't think that he's got a lot of top-end fights left. He's just running out of time. Meanwhile, Moraes is going to enter this fight. He's going to be an inch taller, have a little bit of an inch reach advantage, and he's going to have a five-year age advantage. And we know in fights under 170 pounds in the UFC, if there's a five-year age difference, you win it 65% of the time. Now, that doesn't mean Moraes is going to win, but he's the much more skilled, precise, punching, faster, violent fighter. He head-kicked Aljamain Sterling into La La Land, and he just did it to Jimmy Rivera. And in the first fight against Assunção in the first round, he threw a spinning back kick that missed Assunção's melon by an inch. If he would have hit that head with that, it would have splattered. It was such a violent kick. Moraes opens 215. He's now 170. I comprehensively disagree with the movement of this line. I think Marlon Moraes in a five-round fight is going to be too much for Rafael Assunção, and he'll win by dominant decision or maybe finish Assunção late.
Great analysis from Lou from Gamblu.com. And I'll tell you, Lou, you're right. Moraes came over to the UFC from the World Series of Fighting where he was dominant. People question the level of competition. Loses his first fight in the UFC to the aforementioned Assunção, who he gets an opportunity to beat right now. He gets that opportunity to revenge. But what does he do after that? Very impressive. Rattles off three straight wins and pretty much looks better in each one doing it, Lou. Very comfortable in the UFC now. Shows that he belongs. Shows he's for real. You got me sold, Cam. He's very convincing, isn't he?
Yes. That's why Lou's a great realtor, Gabe. And, like, you go in there and, like, I could see him making a pitch to people. Like, if he's my guy, like, I wish you were here, Lulu, because my realtor didn't really do a great job. I wish I should have hired you from Arizona to help me with my land deal because I got pinched.
Well,
yeah, Lou does commercial real estate, though.
That's right, not home.
And really, well, you know, it's great because I deal with all different kinds of businesses. But basically, I just present them the facts as they are. And normally, the business owner will make the decision. You know, a plumber makes a different decision than the drywaller, than does the outdoor fertilizer guy. So I usually learn by the motivations of each client, and it teaches me how to be a better businessman myself.
Jose Aldo's an underdog. Against Moicano. What do you make of this one, Lou?
I think Renato Moicano, Gabe, is almost a clone of Max Holloway. And we know what Max Holloway, with his length and violent striking, did to Aldo. And I look for Renato Moicano to do that exact same thing. Jose Aldo's already started talking about he's going to fight these last three fights. He doesn't want to fight for the title. He's thinking about retirement. I think Moicano, who's 4 inches taller, going to have substantial length and size on Aldo, might just retire him on Saturday night. And that line, I released that fight at -140 for Moicano weeks ago, and now it's right there. So there's value on Moicano and Marlon Moraes.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We're going to have final two minutes. We just have a little three-minute bump before the top of the hour. So we've got one quick little hit with Lou. We'll rattle off a couple of more fights for you.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gable Morency, alongside Cam Stewart, Lou from Gambloo.com with us. Our main man, Yang, is manning the board today, doing a great job. And shout out to Yang, as, of course, he is going to be a grand. You know, Yang's a lot older, man. I don't know. Yang must have started, you know, Yang was getting it going on when he was young, evidently, because he's got Yang Jr., who's 22nd birthday today. So we want to give a shout-out to Yang Jr. And to Senior as well. Congratulations to you both. Nice. And Yang, one of our favorite people to work with at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Great guy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm grabbing the napkin right now to wipe my tears out.
Nice. Well, I was waiting for Cam to add something, but I don't know. He's just choking over there.
All right, so, yeah, I was just choking, but Yang is my favorite guy. Yang, we love you, buddy. Back to live action, fellas. We'll always love you, Yang. Congratulations, buddy. You do a great job. I know you got a lot on your plate.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So happy birthday.
Yang handles the phones like a pro. Happy birthday to his son. And let's win some money this weekend as a whole.
Yeah, let's
well played.
All right. Let's do that. So speaking of which, so Damian Maia's -185. The Bronx, Charles Oliveira is about a -125 favorite. So Damian Maia is fighting Lyman Good. Charles Oliveira versus David Timor. Cam's favorite fighter, Johnny Walker, is on the card against Ledette. So we've only got about 2 minutes here, Lou, if that, in like 1 minute. Anything else on the UFC card catch your eye?
I would just say, because this is in Brazil and the UFC wants to look good in Brazil, these are favorable matchups. Maia's last three fights have been against Woodley, Covington, and Usman. Now they give him a guy going to come right into him. So I do like Maia a little there. Betts, and close to a dog is Charles Oliveira. Tyke Tamer is a pure stand-up guy. When this goes to the ground, Oliveira will choke him out. And then down below, a couple of ladies, Talia Santos against the Italian Barella. I think Barella has what it takes as a dog plus 160 to get by the Brazilian here. But overall, it's going to be a big night for the Brazilians on Saturday.
Follow Lou at Gambloo.com on Twitter and check out his website, Gambloo.com.